Griffin Springs, Kerrville in West Texas. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group, Sunday Night Net, looking west, standing by for check-ins. Over. Okay, recognize George, K5TR and W3XO stroke 5, Bill, any others to the west, over. Okay, NN5DX, real good, glad to hear you checking in. Any others before we move the antenna, over. Okay, KK6RUM, Jenner, thank you for checking in. Others? Okay, we'll move on around and get the comments over with real quick. As quick as possible, anyway. Okay, to the northwest towards Brownwood and San Angelo, K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net, looking northwest, standing by for check-in. Well, nothing there. Okay. from the east. K5LLL, Matt Control, bye. Well, let's swing back around and pick up the rest of the group. Multipliers or grids and 176 contacts, so looks pretty good.
K5LLL, K5DYY. Yes, I did. Right at first, I couldn't hear him at all, but as time went by, he slowly built up until I was able to hear him and get his grid square and all that. So that was exciting for me anyway. I haven't counted all my contacts, but I've got a pile up more than I have in any VHF contest in a long, long time. So had fun and enjoyed it. Other than that, don't have anything else. Other than I had Murphy hit me on my 432 station, my transceiver, which is all built in. It died, no transmit out power. I could receive signals very well, but couldn't get back out, so that ended that. Other than that, I don't have anything else, Ron. K5LLL, K5DYY.
Hey Ron, K5LLL on the net in 5WS. Yeah, I had a great time. I really enjoyed playing around. I mainly was in the search and pounce mode. Didn't do any CQs in the contest till, about an hour, maybe an hour and a half ago, but on 6 meters. But enjoyed it very much. We just got to get more activity on 902 and 1296, you know. Two grids and three contacts on each of those bands is not enough. Hopefully, you know, I know in the olden days we had a lot of activity up in the Dallas area and all on those bands, but didn't seem so much in this contest. Spent most of my time on six. Had a good time. Made, I think, a total of 214 contacts, something like that. I had 104 grids on 6 meters, and as I said, wasn't too serious. I was just kind of tuning around and working somebody if I heard them. So anyway, won't hold it any longer, but fun contest with the band being open most of the time. K5LLL on the net in 5WS.
Very good, Rick. Russ, N5WS, K5LLL. Well, appreciate having you on and all that. And like you say, sure would be nice to see more 902 and 1296 stations on. I forget just exactly how many contacts we made, but it really wasn't that many. And very lacking in the Dallas area. I was sort of looking for W5LUA, but he had a lightning event, sort of like Dick did, AMD. So they were out. That would have normally been another 6 and normally 902 and a 1296 contact there also. So that's the way it goes. Can't win them all. Maybe September will be better. Thank you much, Russ, for participating. Any others to the southwest before we move the antenna, K5LLL? Well, none heard. Okay, let's move on to the west here and get comments from the rest of the group. K5TR, George, you were really after it, and here right at the end of it there, I don't know, I guess you got W5VY. I heard him, but never could get his attention there, so that's the way things go, and all that stuff. So how did you do? 100,000, 150,000, K5TR, K5LLL, and then that, over. Oh, very good. A lot better than I sort of expected, but I guess, you know, such it is. Glad that you had such a good score, George. And I guess, you know, all of the extra bands helps here a lot and all that. But I know trying to keep track of what and where and all that is really rough here in my station. We lost our indicator on the 6-meter antenna, which created a little bit of a havoc. I could still turn it, but I have to go out and see where it was pointing to see whether it was in the right direction or not. Such is life. Maybe we'll get it all straightened out. Thank you much, George. Glad you had a super contest there. Hope that's with the Roadrunners Microwave Group. It sure would be nice. Okay, W3XO stroke 5. Bill, what's the word from you? K5LLL, and then that, over.
Well, I struggled. K5LLL, W3XO stroke 5. Well, compared to you guys, I was really puny here. 144 Qs, 88 grids, 14696 score. I ran the low power. I ran in the low power category rather than running my noisy power supply on 6 meters, which would allow people to hear me and I wouldn't hear them. So I just ran, in fact, it turned out that that's only 65 watts that Netflix puts out. I'm a little surprised it's that low. And I ran the old brick on 2 meters. That's what we did. I guess the high spot at the end there was working W5ETM and EM25 on 2 and W5EY Rover and EM24. I couldn't believe that. They had pretty good signals down here. Other than that, we did work VE5 and a DO grid. I forgot what the grid is, but that was a little unusual too. And 1 or 2 1s. I had a lot of equipment problems, a lot of software problems with the Flex, which I've got to talk to them about. 222 went out completely. I have no idea.
Very good, Bill. Glad to have all the activity. Sorry you had the difficulties there, but I guess that's the way it goes. You know, you find out where your weak spots are when you get into the contest, and we need to do some work on our 6-meter antenna. The rotator lost the indicator, so I can't tell where it's pointing. But we did have a lot of fun on 6 meters there, and did work the VE5, and right at the last there, we were trying to work a VE7, but they never could get hold of him, or never could get the call across and all that, so such it is. Thank you much, Bill. Glad to have you. You had a good contest there. Okay, let's see if NN5DX is copying. Wonder how things are going. I understand you did over 10,000, so that's super for out there. I'm glad glad you were able to make the contacts you did. NN5DX, K5LLL, in the net, over.
Yeah, good evening, Papa. Good evening to the net. Glad to actually be home and have a station I can play with and get stuff going again. Very happy with how things turned out. I wrapped up with 120 Qs, 79 multipliers, grids, whatever you want to call it, 10,665 points. Inside XYA Rover was also out. They set up at the roadside park about 30 miles south of Fort Stockton here, and we're playing. And I tell you, I was jealous. I was hearing them working a whole bunch of stuff that I couldn't even hear. But I did get a total from them, 129 Qs and 85 grids. I did not get whatever that final score breakdown was, but yeah, they just barely beat me out, so kind of mad about that. But you know, I'm just concerned. I'm not complaining. At least somebody else is out here making the grid happy. Very happy with the way the station played, even with the 2-meter antenna being 30 degrees off of everything else. But, all that, but yeah, it was a good time. So, yeah, now I gotta get up and have an early start for tomorrow. Y'all have a good evening. K5LLL in the net, NN5DX.
Yeah, very good. Glad to hear you did so good, you know, even with the difficulties there. Well, at least you're operating single op and they were operating Rover, so you'll probably get a piece of wallpaper out of it for West Texas. Glad to hear that anyway. Thank you much, and glad that we able to work you, eke it through the first night, and then the next Sunday morning here, work you on sideband on 432. That was really surprising. Okay, let's see, Jenner, KK6RUM. Wonder how you did. Appreciate the 902 contact. K5LLL in the net. Over. KK6RUM, K5LLL in the net. Glad that you had a good time and all that. Yeah, 902 Dallas, I think would have been workable, but surprisingly had no one there on 902 or 1296. We worked them on 222 and 432, but no one up there had 902 and 1296. K5SW has 1296, but we had to go to CW to work him on 222 and 432. So signals weren't really super good on those bands, higher band. Maybe September will be better. Okay, do we have any late check-ins? K5LLL, net control, bye. Well, none heard. Thank everyone for checking into the net this evening. Enjoyed the contest and glad everyone had a good time in it. We did, and not that we expect a whole lot, but at least, had a reasonable score, I think around 28,000. So we'll see it how it all comes out in the wash when we do the log and all that. So again, thank everyone for checking in. Look forward to seeing you next Sunday night. But it'll be at 9 o'clock that time. It's K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday night net. Closing down the net, returning 144-150 for normal operation. See y'all later.